On a 500-hectare estate of rolling hills in the Virginia countryside live 11 Trappist monks. There used to be almost 70, but the decision to become a monk is not as popular as it once was. This might explain why. The monks follow the rule of Saint Benedict, which dates from the 6th century. They have given up their worldly possessions. They have promised to remain in the same community under a vow of stability. They agree to remain celibate, and they live separately from the world. And silence is maintained as much as possible. The first rule of Saint Benedict is listen. He believed in a restraint of words. It's a particular message for our era, in which words have become so cheap, explained Father James Orthman. He is originally from New York City and has lived at the Our Lady of the Holy Cross Abbey in Berryville, Virginia, for 39 years. Now he is 65. The Benedictine monk's motto in Latin is Ora et Labora, or in English, pray and work. Each day, the monks pray for 8 hours, sleep for 8 hours, and work for 8 hours. The work can be manual labor, sacred reading, or charity. And they pray. The monks pray 5 times a day, at 3:30 and 7 in the morning, 2 and 5:30 in the afternoon, and 7:30 in the evening. They sing medieval chants in English, and every 2 weeks they pray all 150 psalms, or inspirations from the Bible. By about 7:45 p.m. each evening, they go to bed. But the monks in the abbey are facing a difficult reality. The number of monks has declined since the abbey was founded in 1950. At its peak, there were 68 monks. Today, there are just 11, and many are older than 70. Nowadays, it's hard to recruit new monks, said Father James. It's a huge adjustment in our culture, much more than when I entered 39 years ago. Advertising for monks doesn't work, said Kurt Asherman, a layperson, or helper, who promotes the abbey as a volunteer. The target market for monks is men between the ages of 35 and 55. Men of that age have enough life experience to know they want to join the monastery. Candidates must pass a background check, said Father James. They live at the abbey for 3 months to see if it's right for them. They participate as active members for 1 year, but are not formal members yet. Then they are considered novices for 2 years. They finally take simple vows, then solemn vows. Lastly, they have to sell all their possessions before they are formally monks in the Trappist Brotherhood. Because fewer men have entered the monastic service, the abbey has taken some innovative steps to ensure its survival. We are changing our relationship with the society around us, said Father James. There is an interpenetration and an interaction with non-monastic people. For example, Holy Cross Abbey has launched monastic immersion weekends for both men and women. Those have been wildly popular, said Asherman. During the immersion weekends, you can spend 48 hours living the life of a Trappist monk. People of any religion, or no religion, can come. There are lots and lots of people who find monastic life to be an interesting lifestyle, said Asherman. But they have wives and children and jobs. Very few have the capacity to give up everything and go to the monastery. The immersion weekend gives people a taste of monastic life. Last year, the Abbey offered a free event on the 100th birthday of Thomas Merton, a famous Benedictine monk. All 50 tickets were claimed in just 2 hours, said Asherman. The Holy Cross Abbey also rents rooms in a retreat house where up to 16 guests can come for weekend or weekday visits. No religious study is required. Guests can come to enjoy the scenery and quiet around the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Shenandoah River. Englishman Ralph Wormley, a friend of George Washington, bought the property in 1730 and named it the Cool Spring Estate. There is an historic house on the grounds that was built around 1784. It was built by the Wormley family and sits next to the abbey. The monks also raise money by selling fruitcake and creamed honey in their gift shop. In addition, they sell hooded T-shirts with the Abbey logo, scented soaps, and biscotti. The monks are self-sufficient financially, and they become innovative about raising income from the estate. They rent pasture to a local farmer who grazes Black Angus cattle on the property. They lease land to another farmer who is growing organic vegetables. And they offer eco-friendly burials that are less expensive than usual burial methods. You can be buried with a monument made out of local rocks. Last November, we won a Lord Fairfax Award for an outstanding farm since 2010, Father James noted proudly. The first Benedictine monastery in the U.S. was St. Vincent in La Trobe, Pennsylvania. It was founded in 1832 by Boniface Wimmer, a German monk. He brought Benedictine nuns from Germany to serve in Pennsylvania and other states. Today, there are more than 2,000 Benedictine monasteries on 6 continents. According to Christian Spirituality, the classics. Holy Cross Abbey is one of 12 Trappist monasteries for men and 5 for women in the United States. Trappist monasteries are also called Cistercian monasteries, and they follow the rule of Saint Benedict. Deep prayer is practiced in other religions as well. Zen Buddhists emphasize meditation as a path to spiritual enlightenment. Sufism explores an inner mystical dimension of Islam. And Kabbalah is a branch of Judaism that promotes spirituality through mysticism. I'm Mary Gottschall.